but my wife can destroy me. Like all that thick skin just vanishes with Lauren. I mean, she knows every weakness, every bent, every shortcoming, every inconsistency, everything. And so her words can brutalize my heart. Her words can keep me up at night going, oh my gosh, really? So how is that that you can corner me, cuss me out, tell me I stink at everything and you can't wait for me to die? And I'm like, all right, buddy, praying for you. And I can just go to bed. But Lauren can just hint at displeasure. I'm laying up at night just questioning everything. And some of you might be thinking, bro, you need to develop thicker skin towards your wife. But I don't. Why would I ever sacrifice the emotional, spiritual intimacy I have for my wife for the fear that she might wound me? Listen, she's going to wound me. She's a sinner. I'm going to wound her. I'm one. But you never sacrifice intimacy for protection. Especially not in the covenant of marriage. Now, you can make some arguments when you're dating or courting of wisdom, but once you're married, don't protect yourself. You're going to get hurt, but you're going to get hurt within a covenant that says, I'm not going anywhere. And so he says here, be kind to your husband. You can crush him. Don't do that. Be an expert in his strengths. Don't be an expert in his weaknesses. Where he's doing well, applaud him. Don't just know all the ways he's falling short. He's aware of where he's falling short. He doesn't need your help. But that's getting into next week's sermon.